Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going in full throttle. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad that you've decided to join us today. It is the 24th day of January, 2007. And before I go any further, let me tell you that we have Ed Brown joining us, holed up in his home in New Hampshire, found guilty of tax evasion, and in the past they send in armored SWAT teams to murder anyone who resists the private collection agency for the private banks that own us as chattel slaves. The people of the country are rapidly learning that the Federal Reserve is private. They are rapidly learning that even Alan Greenspan wrote a book admitting it in 1966. I'd said 68. It was Capitalism, the Unrealized Dream, 1966. I'd read it years ago, and I'd mentioned it, and I now have found it, found the book. People are learning that our government is criminal and funded Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, Vladimir Lenin, and Adolf Alois Hitler. The people are learning that the entire economic system is a fraud and a matrix-level lie. And they're getting angrier and angrier and angrier. We are going to win. We are going all the way. So Alberto Gonzalez and Viet Dinh and Fox News and the CIA, CNN can try to put their New World Order back together again, but all of your pomps and pimps and minions and viceroys and duchies are not going to be able to resurrect your system. Oh, your system's a train of its own momentum that's going to roll into the station, but it's going to be dead on arrival. So coming up in the second hour from his home, holed up in New Hampshire, Ed Brown will join us, and for those that don't know about this case, we'll re-air that local Fox News clip coming up in the next segment. The number two former head of the Treasury Department, chief economist for Ronald Reagan, the father of Reaganomics, who's gone public saying clearly terrorism is predominantly an inside job, has written another incredible editorial that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Empire Turns Its Guns on Its Own Citizenry. We'll be going over that report. Also, we'll discuss the ridiculous State of the Union that we witnessed last night. And also, I had Aaron Russo coming on tomorrow. He has his ups and down days. I'm just going to put it at that. He's very tough, 4 years battling cancer, a bunch of surgeries, and I'm not going to go into any more detail, but I had him scheduled for tomorrow, but I'm seeing if we can get him on today with Ed Brown, because when I learned of this, what was happening with Ed Brown a few days ago in New Hampshire, I had a sneaking suspicion that freedom to fascism, American freedom to fascism, was really one of the final straws that caused this man to say this far and no further. Talking to him this morning, we indeed learned that not only is it one of the main things that's pushing him to stand up, he was obviously already aware of the crime syndicate and its activities, but the thousands of phone calls and letters and support and people coming to Mr. Lewis's and Mrs. Lewis's, it's Ed Lewis Brown's home, is young people, college and high school students, and it's because of America, freedom to fascism. Another testament to lone resistance having huge effects. As he battled cancer, as he went through surgeries, as he went through hellish treatments, he didn't tell anybody. He was fighting for his life when he made that movie. And it's just unbelievable that it's having this huge effect. God bless Aaron Russo. We'll be right back.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Ed Brown up in New Hampshire, found guilty of tax evasion, is waiting for an armored SWAT team to try to move in against him. And they do this every day in this country for the private banks that own America. And we had Aaron Russo coming on tomorrow for a full hour to talk about solutions and how to support Ron Paul. He is an incredible fighter, but I'm not going to lie to the listeners. He had surgery a few weeks ago. He's got a, looks like, I just talked to him. He's not doing too well. He's got to go in for surgery again. He's at the hospital right now. And It's so poignant that he wasn't complaining, he wasn't telling anybody how sick he was when he made America Freedom to Fascism, and everything he did to get that film promoted, and just all the stuff behind the scenes that I know about that I really can't share with you. But to see that film now spreading all over the web, people getting the DVD, making copies, showing it at parties, showing it at groups. Finally, everything that we've been pushing all these years to expose, the Federal Reserve, the IRS, its collection agency, the North American Union, it's really spreading like wildfire right now. And I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com and get your copy of America Freedom to Fascism on DVD. If you haven't gotten it, you need to get it. It is so important to get that film out to everyone, and we're going to have Ed Lewis Brown on with us coming up in the second hour today. I'd hope to have Aaron on with him because of the thousands of people that are contacting Mr. Brown and the hundreds that are coming there to support him. Most of them are bringing up America, freedom to fascism. This is a new crop of people that have awoken. People see the local news demonizing him, and they rally knowing it's propaganda to his support. And there's a whole other facet to this that you've got somebody who just says, fine, this far and no further. You want to come take my house? You want to come in here? I've got guns, and I'm going to defend myself, and I'm ready to die. I'm tired of the tyranny. Fine, you just go ahead and you come kill me in cold blood, and then you see what that starts. Just like in V for Vendetta when they gunned that little girl down in the back. You know, all you punks and all you bullies out there that work for this system and who hate this country, you are just, let me just tell you, time's running out for you. You see, all these years I've studied history, and I know that tyrants always tell the people they can't win. Tyrants always tell us we don't have power. Tyrants always tell us we can't affect change. Tyrants always tell us that you can't beat City Hall. It's a fraud. They're scared to death of us, and they should be. They should be. Because they know history, and they know when their tyranny gets pushed too far, when push comes to shove, the people stand up, especially the American people. We may have been fat, dumb, and happy, and a lot of people have gone beyond the point of no return, and you can't wake them up, and you won't wake them up, no matter how many evil things this global crime syndicate posing as our government does. But they don't count. The furniture that sits there in the bleachers, a bunch of drooling spectators, don't count. What counts is people who are in the arena, and 5%, really, 2% started the war with the British when they pushed, and we pushed back, and 5% won that war. Let me tell you right now, we got a lot more than 5%. We got a lot more than 5%. The key here is taking this country back in an orderly fashion, because believe me, the globalists have plans to let a violent revolution kick off, which will burn out of control, then they'll come in and mop up the pieces. We don't want violence. We don't want calamity. We don't want breakdown. We don't want dead cops laying all over the street. I mean, do the people in the system and those taking all this FEMA and BATF training, do you have any idea how many millions of veterans and former Special Forces soldiers and black operators are just sitting there running their businesses, running their construction businesses, their pool businesses, their car dealerships, their restaurants? I mean, these are mainstream people just waiting with arsenals of guns, practicing, ready for you fools when you try to crack down on the American people. I'm trying to keep you from stepping on a bear trap here. I'm trying to avert hundreds of thousands of you stupid minions getting your heads blown off. Because let me tell you something, the New World Order plans to send you in the first martial law waves that can go on for several years and have you completely depleted and chewed to pieces before they bring in their foreign merc armies they're already integrating into our military force. So that's the bottom line. I'm your friend. But I don't sit here and tickle your ears, and I don't sit here and smile at you like your crime bosses do, propagandize you. I talk to you straight. I have enough respect for people to talk to them straight, and that's what I do here on air, 6 days a week. And I'm begging everybody out there listening to get your heads screwed on straight. And to realize that we're at a major crossroads in human history, in the long march, in the saga that is humanity. There is so much news here in front of me today. This morning I was thinking, I mean, where do I start? What do I cover? And I think I'm going to go here first. Hundreds deported after L.A. sweep. The feds are reporting that 761 people were arrested in a five-county region since January 17th, with more than 450 have already been removed from the country, according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They're Polish, they're Mexican, they're German, they're Japanese, They're Iranian. And every few months, they arrest 500, 1,000 people. It's, you know, always 500 or 700 or 1,100. It's the average it around to 700. But this latest sweep is 761, they say. And people say, oh, look, the government's finally doing something about the open borders and illegal immigration. Folks, there's conservatively 30 million illegal aliens, but let's take the government's estimate of 14 million off the 2000 census, as if the illegal aliens come to the door and tell the Census Bureau how many people are in the house. 14 million, so that means if 1,000 were arrested a day, not 1,000 every 3 or 4 months, was what they're doing, in dog and pony show staged events. If 1,000 were arrested a day, that'd be 365,000 in a year. Now, they admit, the feds admit, 3 million new illegal immigrants come in each year with close to 900,000 legal immigrants. So we're talking close to 4 million new people. And if they arrested 1,000 a day, that'd be 365,000. That'd be like if you had a giant hole in your rowboat and it was sinking and was going to sink in 60 seconds and you had a thimble trying to bail. That's your dog and pony show. That's your dog and pony show. Right there. And it's fooling a lot of people. They got Limbaugh and Hannity and all the rest of these people on talk radio every day saying, look how Bush is getting tough. You wanted him to get tough on immigration, and he is. Meanwhile, this is all just a prelude to Bush trying to sign the amnesty plan, which will end all of this and just legalize everyone as long as they go register and get their new regional North American ID card, and that's what it is. You know, it isn't just the American people under the Real ID Act where they're federalizing and standardizing all the driver's license and ID cards. You have to have one to have a job, an internal passport. If you read, it is a North American ID card. With Social Security paid to Canada and Mexico out of our treasury. So that's what's really happening there. And I want to be clear about something here. I care about Eastern European immigrants. I care about Latin American immigrants. I care about Asian immigrants. I care about African immigrants. I care about these people. But they live in conquered New World Order nations. They live in nations where they're forcibly inoculated under UN programs and forcibly sterilized. They live in countries where the IMF and World Bank have taken control of their governments and blown out their economies by design. We have the IMF World Bank documents, internal documents since 2002 when Joseph Stiglitz went public, Nobel Prize winner, chief economist. He said here they're doing it all by design. They have wrecked the third world. They've ensured it couldn't get on its feet. These are global monopoly men. They want no one to be independent, from the family right up to the state government, right up to the federal level. And the very same people that are feeding on the third world and then generating the need for these poor people, these desperate people, to flood here, wanting a better life for their children. The New World Order is cynically using them to literally sink our lifeboat. They are. It's like having a lifeboat with 100 people in it. It can hold 100, and there are 10,000 trying to climb into it. And people look at me and say, oh, you're being mean. You don't like immigrants. No, I care about these people. I care about humanity. I have empathy. I understand what they've been through. I realize the attack they're under. I know they just want a better life. I understand that. But you can't put 10,000 people in a lifeboat that holds 100. They're already swarming up over the sides. The front of the boat's already going under. And if we don't bail and stop these people from climbing over, we're going down into the North Atlantic Sea, into the frigid sub-zero waters. This is the reality. I'm just here giving you the Machiavellian analysis of what they're doing. This is the cold, hard facts. That evil figurehead, George Bush, wants total open borders and unlimited illegal aliens. And it isn't because he wants to, quote, help America. It's because the globalists want to kill this country, and they're doing a darn good job of it. We'll be right back.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Several program notes. My producer got this backwards. We've got Ed Lewis Brown from New Hampshire holed up, ready to fight to the death to defend against the private enforcers of the central banks that own us as slaves. Literally, they say they do. They got another thing coming. We're revolting. It is a slave revolt. At the same time, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts will be joining us to talk about his article, The Empire That Turns Its Guns on Its Own Citizenry, or The Empire Turns Its Guns on the Citizenry, is a new story out just today up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll have open phones coming up later in this hour. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And again, I haven't plugged this yet. I should have. I've forgotten about it. So much happening. I'm going to be on with George Norrie for the last 2 hours of his Friday show this week. He's going to be in Austin, Texas for TalkFest coming up Saturday at the Austin Convention Center with Neil Bortz and others. But I'm going to be in studio with him, co-hosting the second 2 hours. He's got Carol Moten Howell, I guess the first 2 hours, co-hosting with him, coming up Friday. And usually he invites me then to TalkFest. I don't know if he is. I'm not too worried about that. And then coming up Sunday night, right after I do my new Sunday syndicated show from 4 to 6 p.m., from 8 to 10 p.m. at the massive, independently owned, gigantic book people bookstore, and they got some videos. I mean, it's a giant, I don't know what, three-story bookstore. It's just humongous. And at the little bitty Waterloo a few months ago, we had like 200 people show up for the 2 hours I was there, and they sold out of Terror Storm. This is the only other signing I'm planning to do. This was set up months ago for Terror Storm, and they tried to get me to go to New York and Chicago and places and do it. I'm just too busy, but I said I'd do it here in Austin because I'd like to meet you and talk to you. So I'm going to give a speech. I think I'll give a speech on the New World Order Master Plan, get into some more facets of it, and then I'll take questions and sign DVDs for an hour. That's this coming Sunday night. I don't know what day is that. If it's Wednesday and it's the 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, I guess it's the 28th. That's Sunday the 28th. So at Book People in downtown Austin off 6th and Lamar. You cannot miss it. They've got a six-story parking garage. Let me see. It's three or four stories underground and a couple above ground. I don't know. Big parking garage. It's right by Whole Foods. The biggest organic and best organic. It's the mothership where Whole Foods was founded. It's nationwide. Their big model store, the biggest organic grocery store in the world, I'm told, is right next door. So you can kind of make an event out of it. Why don't you go? You can go have dinner if you want right there at Whole Foods. They have, like, I don't know, 15 restaurants or something. It's ridiculous. And then you could come over to Book People next door. It's in the old Whole Foods building. And you can come over there, and I'll give a speech and do all that stuff. So I look forward to seeing you this Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Like I said, make an evening. Bring your husband or wife or girlfriend or boyfriend out to the event. Bring your family out to the event. Bring your neighbors out to the event. I'll have some of the other films and books there as well. And details are up on Infowars.com, or they're going up on Infowars.com. I just told the webmaster about it last night. Also, I'm tentatively going out to the thing next month in Arizona, the big 9/11 thing, but we'll see. I'm trying to work the details out. It's kind of hard because I do a Sunday radio show, so anytime I go do something, I have to fly back to get on air on Sunday. So it's like, leave Friday, talk Saturday, fly back, but we're working that out. Okay, those program notes are now out of the way. When we come back, I'm going to run over some of the war news, State of the Union news. And I want to, well, first I want to finish up with the immigrants, finish up discussing what's really behind that and how that's operating. I forgot, that's what I was going to come back and talk about. So we shall return on the other side of this quick break. PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, or just some of the websites. Check them out today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. It's perfect this song just happened to play because it's exactly what we're dealing with. Says it all. Basically, the New World Order crime syndicate, the private banks, went in, paid off the politicians, put dictatorships in, blew out economies by design so there could be no competition to their monopoly of industry and military power. They then simultaneously have waged war on the family and on our morals in the industrialized world, so we go along with their programs. They've conditioned us to be wicked servants of their system, to give power unto the beast system. And now they are flooding the Western world with tens of millions of illegal aliens a year. 3 million here, you count Europe and the rest of Eastern Europe, it's tens of millions a year. There are hundreds of millions of new births. What is it, 180 million new births a year? And the New World Order is doing everything it can through its different global government bodies to flood our countries, to lobby our nations, to lift our borders, to lift our internal borders, and completely capitulate to this, meanwhile setting up internal passports and internal tracking and control of the citizenry. So I want to make it clear, I am not individually against some poor Mexican immigrant, hard-working farmer who was run off his land 10 years ago in southern Mexico, up into the city, as they call it, 36 million. I keep saying 33. I looked it up this weekend. 36 million now in Mexico City, biggest city in the world of the 100 million people down there. They are using the U.S. as a steam valve to stop revolution in Mexico. Our government is funding big foundations, $24 billion foundation like the Ford Foundation, to then fill these immigrants full of hatred for America and blame all the evil things that Chase Manhattan and Citibank and the globalists have done to Mexico and other nations on the U.S. itself, instead of the people of Mexico and other nations, but Mexico's the majority, understanding that it is the elite using the U.S.'s power to do all of these horrible things to their country. So not only do the globalists bring down these nations and enslave them, they then use the U.S. to take the blame for everything when it's only the globalists capturing the U.S. and using us. And so you've got hundreds of millions of new people born each year. You've got tens of millions at any one time trying to get in. And so they're using these hordes of disenfranchised, enslaved, literally starving people to batter down the borders, to batter down our sovereignty, to then create balkanization, racial infighting and warfare, sectarian violence, balkanization. As Zbigniew Brzezinski then went public last year, called it the Global Balkans, is the strategy. What is the strategy in the Middle East? Go in, blow out the power systems, blow out the water systems, fund different sectarian sides, have them all kill each other, and then export revolution and corrosion to the next country. And that's exactly what they're doing there. The strategy is to balkanize and break each one of those countries, Iraq into three parts, Iran into five to six parts, Syria into three parts, Lebanon into two parts. This is the plan. Bringing people down, blowing out their cities, or in the case of the U.S., blasting with economic warfare our dollar down by half in its value, destroying our industrial base, taking the greatest, most wealthy individual nation with the most wealthy individuals, 4% having half the world's wealth, blasting that, just taking us to be the greatest debtor nation, private, corporate, state, federal. That's what the New World Order does. They bring you down. They lay you low. And then they control the central cities of the West and central control cities over each third world nation, Baghdad as an example in Iraq, with armored compounds where the true government, where the shadow governments operate and then continue to break down society, break down economies, create sectarian violence, create balkanization, create divide and conquer from within their high-tech platforms. Literal high-tech nodes, command bases in control, putting in the cameras, putting in the checkpoints, putting in the tracking control grids that then hook back in to the Pentagon design control systems. And again, Last year, MIT Magazine came out and said, oh, yes, this is a control grid in the U.S. with the cameras and the microphones and the checkpoints, and we want to use this in Iraq, and the Pentagon designed it 20 years ago. When you see these cameras, and you see these cops in black uniforms, and you see these emergency management centers, and these fusion centers, and you see the cell phones tracking you, and you see the RFID chips, this is a militarily designed control system to turn the whole country and the whole world into a prison. They're doing it right now. So I say to all the immigrants in this nation, listening to my voice right now, it is not going to help for much longer the third world populations to come here. The country is already sinking beneath the waves. That was the plan. There is debate internally by the best minds in the fight on whether it can even be salvaged. I mean, it's that bad. And the New World Order hasn't even begun. They're going to flood this country in the next 20 years with another 80 million. That's the official number. Immigrants, refugees. The immigrant population is having on average 3.2 children. Doesn't matter whether they're Eastern European or Mexican. And so that's all. Basically, those are internal ghettos and barrios now, which I pretty much count those children as immigrés. So the number goes way above 80 million. There's currently 30 million here. So ask yourself, if 30 million immigrants have an average of 3-plus children, what is 3 times 30 million? 90 million. So when you see that number of 80 million, you know it is a low number. And they have been filled with hatred of this country. All the horrors they witnessed in their native land was blamed on the U.S., which to a certain level is true, but it's the globalist controllers who used our power and used our treasure to fund their world government, and now they're running the gas out of the tank on us to bring us down, then the European Union will rise as preeminent, and we are going to be merged into it in a global three-block world government, a trilateral system. So that's the program. And so when Paul Watson 3 days ago, wrote this article, Racist Mexican Gains, Ethnic Cleanse Blacks in L.A., about 30% of the posters on our message board were angry at us, saying, well, okay, it's true they're killing blacks, but blacks kill them too, and that's just the way it is, and you need to not be against, you know, all the Mexicans coming in. The point is the government's for it, the media's for it, Bush is for it, the Democrats are for it, those that support the New World Order and work for the New World Order are for it. Can't you understand it's part of a larger strategia to bring this country down? And you say, good, America's oppressive and bad, let it come down. When you bring it down, you have nowhere to run. They want to make our country like what they've done to your country. So, this is what we face. This is what we face. And right now, conservatives are being prepared and are being readied for the complete and total capitulation and absolute legalization of all illegals here, and for 6 years, anyone who wants to come can come, unlimited, skilled and unskilled work visas. If you think it's bad now, total acceleration. You talk about surge, and they're being prepared right now to accept this with a Democratic-controlled Congress in league with George W. Bush. And they're conditioning conservatives with every few months the staged arrest of a few hundred or a few thousand people. It's smaller than a drop in the bucket. And it's also meant to scare the immigrant population and get them to energize and then push back to totally break down the borders, which is happening. And then meanwhile, they are abusing the immigrants, not giving them habeas corpus or due process, which everyone, including non-U.S. citizens who are here, deserves. They are breaking up families. The CPS is kidnapping American-born children and shipping the parents out of the country. It is off the charts outrageous. And then again, they show those crimes against the immigrants. That's then used by the news media and Hollywood to then make everybody feel sorry for them. So they build the FEMA camps that are really for American citizens. Houston Chronicle even admits it. Senate hearings, 1986 admit it. and then the camps are there for U.S. citizens. Again, very sophisticated, very well-oiled, and again, not my opinion, stated goal, stated operation. Kevin in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Awesome. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'm going to shift gears a little bit away from the immigration, if that's all right.
Yeah, we're talking about just the whole state of the world.
Wonderful. The medical industrial complex is something that I'm extremely passionate about.
It is becoming a eugenics program, and they're trying to phase out the Hippocratic Oath. They're phasing out what doctors and nurses were, great caregivers and ministers to those that were sick, one of the highest callings. And, yes, it's being turned into, like as the Nazis did and as the Soviets did, a drugging and euthanizing core.
Exactly. There's a triad of terror that exists within this medical industrial complex.
And it nexuses in with law enforcement and the social workers euthanizing, stealing the money of old people, grabbing children. I've witnessed cops choke women into signing papers. I mean, you open the door and the cop's choking a woman saying, "Sign it." And then looks up at you and says, "Get out of here." I mean, you know, that's the type of hell I've witnessed, man. I know the government's evil.
You got it, and it's downright despicable and sickening that the AMA, the pharmaceutical industry, and the insurance companies have been working together in cahoots, using Americans as guinea pigs, lab rats to test their various pharmaceuticals. Prescribe. It's not a matter of prevention. And it's a matter of treat symptoms, and in the end, they're all they become guinea pigs. And what I'm here to tell people is to wake up, take care of your health. Vitamin C, the Berkey water filter, wonderful. The Herbal Healer Academy that everyone hears on your show, check into it. Take care of your health. If we're going to stand up and fight the New World Order, we have to be healthy while doing it. And continuing to buy into health insurance and pharmaceuticals to treat all of these different symptoms with side effects. Wake up, everybody. Take care of your health.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, sir. Kim in Texas. Kim, you're on the air.
Alex, I was calling about McGovern and William Polk book, Out of Iraq. What do you think about that? Have you had a chance to read that?
No, I haven't.
Because they're saying it's better than what they came up with, the commission on Iraq to get them out of war. And also,
the commission came up with a plan to accelerate the war.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So, look, this is how the dog and pony show worked. Everybody wants the troops out, or 78% major polls, and so Bush's answer is increase the troops, and then instead of debating a troop build down. They talk about we're against the increase. So that gives the Democrats the illusion of doing the people's will. That was Bush just doing a favor for the client Democrats to keep the ball rolling so that their constituency wouldn't revolt. It was a bait and switch.
Okay, let me ask you this also. With this new American Act or whatever it's called, where they're trying to connect Canada and Mexico?
North American Union, yes.
North American Union. Now, I've been telling people to call Benny Thompson and John Conyers about this, because this is a right to impeach Cheney and Bush.
The Democrats are more globalist than Bush. They absolutely love it and absolutely want it, and their answer will be there is no North American Union. We don't know what you're talking about. When Bush signed it publicly, and it's totally admitted that they're merging the countries right now.
Yeah, because I called Senator Dorgan, who's usually on top of things.
See, let me guess, and he said it didn't exist.
Well, the person that answered the phone said they didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, that's a total lie. It's a standard answer. They'll say, we don't know about national ID cards. We don't know about new freedom, forced drugging, psychological testing. We don't know about amnesty plans. It's not an amnesty plan when it is. Look, they lie to you, okay? I know what they're going to say to you because they're the enemy. They're bought and paid for by foreign corporations that have set themselves up as the government. There's been a hostile corporate takeover of the United States ongoing for over 80 years. And now they're completely rolling us. They've been milking us, but now they think we're an old sick cow, and they're going to bring us into the squeeze chute and hit us with a gas-powered bolt in the head and bleed us out at the neck and quarter us. Okay?
Can you do me one?
We're being butchered right now.
Can you do one favor for me?
Sure.
Can you read the Willie Lynch theory to people on the radio? Because I've been telling black people, hey, y'all better listen. Because this is what they're doing now. They're using their conquer and divide theory all the time.
Now, you want me to say what?
The Willie Lynch theory that they use for slaves.
Oh, yes, you're talking about, okay, yes. Now, are you talking about the, see, I read that on air so many years ago, and it was actually in several major newspapers. That was, there were handbooks in the U.S. that were basically redos of books from the Caribbean on how to control black slaves. You want me to go over that?
Yes.
All right. Because I'd forgotten that. I think Willie Lynch, was he the colonial?
I think it was another name. That could have been the guy with Dukakis, because his name was Lynch.
Okay. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing with open phone calls at the bottom of the next hour when Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us. Then we've got the man who is holed up in his house in New Hampshire, Ed Lewis Brown, because the IRS saying they're coming to get him. He's been convicted of not paying with the private Federal Reserve. So that's coming up. Before we go back to your calls, I've made 15 films. The latest is Terror Storm. It's on DVD. It's right under 2 hours long. There's 68 minutes of extras from the famous 9/11 Neoconagenda Symposium we had last June in L.A. with top minds on 9/11, all giving you their best info. So that's a film in and of itself. And that's $19.95. We've got discount packages. When you get American Freedom to Fascism for $19.95, you can get Terror Storm for $9.95. There's a bunch of other discounts and specials at InfoWars.com. So be sure and go peruse the site and order via the Safe Secure Online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or call toll-free. They can answer your questions and take your order. 1-888-253-3139. If you believe in what we're doing, it also supports us with your purchase. 1-888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead. Well, let me answer. I mean, she obviously knows about it. I guess she said a wrong name, though. That's why I was confused. Well, I know reading Julius Caesar's The Battle for Gaul and several other Roman history books written by emperors and others, and they wrote these themselves. It was a compilation of letters to the Roman Senate. What he would do over 2,000 years ago is when they were, well, they had the Austrians working for him. They'd already conquered Austria. So they were going into Germania. They were going into Germany, into France, into Gaul, and fighting these tribes. And so they would come up to some of those cities even had, you know, crude walls. I'm digressing. It doesn't really matter. And they would say, "We will kill you. We will kill all your men and all your boys if you do not submit right now. If you do submit, we'll just take your older men and enslave them and take some of your younger men and put them into the training to be in the as kind of backup for the Roman legions. They wouldn't actually be part of the Roman legions, and to be used against the next tribe. And if they didn't submit, they would kill everyone sometimes, including all, but usually they couldn't help themselves. They wanted the women for slaves, sex slaves, house slaves, so forth and so on. They'd take some of the bigger young boys and then train them, and they were part of the Praetorian Guard who wore the blue, who protected the Caesar. That's why you get the blue uniforms of police today. Kind of a navy blue, but again, I'm digressing. And he talked about how if he would threaten the city to kill all the children, the women would start rioting and the men would tend to listen to him and capitulate. And a lot of times they'd go ahead and kill him anyways. So that's what happened. And I read other Roman history books about how they controlled slaves. And what they do at a slave camp when they brought in new slaves, and they were, say, some of the younger men who they'd kept alive, 10, 15 years old, were starting fights, stabbing people, biting Roman guards and enforcers on the plantations. I'll continue on the other side. Is they would take those young men and they'd kill them. And they tell the women, it's your job to enforce on them, it's your job to report on them, it's your job to control the men, or we're going to kill your children. And so the women would become the most brutal foremen and enforcers and tattletales, the house slaves. The house slaves. And we'll pick up there.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.